Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The Autism Helper Professional Development Membership is officially open for enrollment. We are open for enrollment August 4th through August 18th, and this is the only time enrollment will be open for this school year. We open enrollment once a year because we want you to go through the content together. Let me give you a short and sweet synopsis of what's in the membership, but click the link in the show notes to learn all the details. The membership is about three things: short and sweet training that you can fit in when you have the time, downloads that are applicable to your classroom, and collaboration with colleagues and peers from all over the world that are in a similar situation as you, teachers, clinicians, parents, that you can connect with. Let me give you some stats. We are in the sixth year of the membership. Thousands of educators, clinicians, and parents have gone through the membership. Over half of our current members have their membership paid for by their school district. They have asked their principal or admin to pay for it, and their admin said yes. I'm talking big groups or single individual teachers. Special things coming this year: membership exclusive events, brand new downloads, brand new Q&As, all kinds of awesome things. If you have any questions, shoot me a message, shoot me an email. I can't wait to see you in the membership. It is an exciting and awesome place to be where you will feel supported throughout the entire school year.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. Today we are doing our summer series and we are continuing the discussion of paraprofessional training and collaboration. And we are talking about three things to ask while creating a team mission statement. Last week we talked about two ways to sneak in staff training. And a few weeks ago, we talked about two things to ask your principal over the summer. We talked about asking your principal over the summer for some common planning time. And last week we talked about some of that common planning time during those first few PD days and how important it is to get on the same page in the start of the year. Well, this is all coming together to creating a team mission statement. So if you've asked your principal for that common planning time, you've gotten that common planning time outside of school, so we have that PD day set up, we have that time with our paras. One of the things I want you to do with that time with your paraprofessionals or with your IEP team, your grade level team, whatever adults that you work with, I want you to create a team mission statement. And I've talked about this before. If you've done this already with your team, do it again. Do this every single year. This is such an important way to get everyone on the same page. This is a great, honestly, antecedent-based intervention for conflicts with your team because you're getting everyone on the same page with your common why. When you have conflicts later in the year, you can come back to your common why. When there's any disagreement or misunderstanding, you can be like, hey, the reason that I'm asking everyone to make sure that they come back from lunch on time is because it's important to all of us that our kids are safe. And when we don't have all of our team in our room on time, there's a safety issue when it comes to behavior plans. You can point back to the team mission statement when it comes to policies and procedures for your classroom. So how do we create a team mission statement? There are three things that you have to ask for creating a class mission statement. Super simple, three questions. The first question you want to ask during your team mission statement is, what do we want for our students? So when we create this team mission statement, I like to have everyone answer each question on their own first. Write it down on a piece of paper and then bring the answers together. I found that if everyone puts their answers together on one kind of whiteboard or one piece of paper, that a dominant personality typically takes over. So a quieter personality might just be like, oh yeah, I agree with what Cheryl said. Instead, if you have everyone quietly take a few minutes and write down their own answers, then you can go around the group and have everyone share. So ask everyone, hey, let's take a few minutes and everyone write down what we want for our students. And you do this too. So take 2-3 minutes, everyone write down what we want for our students. So everyone write this down.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
So something you may not know about me is I actually love cooking, but I've been so busy lately that I've had to come up with some little hacks to make cooking a little easier. And one of my favorite hacks recently is using frozen Washington red raspberries. They're picked at peak freshness and frozen right away, so when you defrost them, they're still so good. Last week, the girls and I made muffins, and they were delicious. And I think next week I'm going to make salad dressing with them because I have them in my freezer and I can defrost them anytime. I love that they're always ready to go. I don't waste them because when I buy fresh ones, sometimes I don't use them all and I hate wasting food. I usually get my frozen raspberries at Kroger or Meijer's, and this has just made cooking and baking for me a lot easier. Look for Product of the US on the bag. So if you want more details on where to find American frozen red raspberries plus other recipe ideas and cooking tips, head over to redraz.org. That's redraz.org, and you'll find other retailers and inspiration for every meal, plus some info on how these berries go from farm to freezer, plus the quality with the quality that you can taste. Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VB map and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources. And then after 2-3 minutes are up, you have everyone share. You'll start and you say, hey, you know, here's what I wrote down, what I want for our students. I want our students to come to school and feel safe. I want them to learn and make progress. I want them to be happy. I want them to make friends. I want them to always have a way to communicate. And I want to really put an emphasis on literacy and reading this year. Okay, great. And then go around and have everyone read their answers. Write all of your common answers on one big sheet of paper or one common page. So you're starting to collect your team's answers. So that's your first question. Your second question is the same idea. You're going to do it the same way, but new question. What do we want for our team? So have everyone answer on their own. What do we want for our team? So answers here might be, we treat each other with respect. We talk kindly. We come back from our breaks and our lunches on time. We communicate about student needs, things like that. So everyone shares what we want for our team. And then we all write it on that common team mission statement. And then the third one, what do we want for our school community? Here, I would put things like, I want inclusion. I want a feeling of acceptance from the entire school community of our classroom. I want to be invited to assemblies and field trips. I want inclusion to go beyond specials and recess. I want to have more academic inclusion. So then everyone will add those answers. After you've asked these three questions, what do we want for our students? What do we want for our team? And what do we want for our school community? And you have all of those answers written together, then have everyone sign it. Now you have your joint team mission statement. You have your common why for your whole group. Post this in your class, refer back to this, even add on to this throughout the year. And again, as I said, if a conflict comes up, come back to the team mission statement. The reason we're setting things up this way, the reason I'm teaching you prompt fading is because our common why for our students is independence. So that's why we have to focus on prompt fading, because we have a common goal of creating independent students. This is such an important thing to do every single year, and it truly sets the year up for success. So do this team mission statement, and if you do, I want you to head over Instagram and shoot me a message, because maybe I'll have a little reinforcer or prize for you, and I want to hear how it went. All right, good luck.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.